This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Statistics aren't compiled yet, but one Arkansas nurse says near drownings seem to be up this year. Donna Parnell Beasley, the trauma coordinator at Arkansas Children's Hospital, says the hospital has seen more drowning-related incidents so far this year than in all of last year. Parnell Beasley says most drownings happen in our own backyard.
What we've seen most so far this year has been in swimming pools, like home pools, not so much neighborhood pools where there's a lifeguard present, but at a pool in a backyard of the family or of a relative.
There have been several reported drownings this summer, including a two-year-old in Center Ridge and a UCA student at Beaver Fork Lake. The National Weather Service says that there have been 16 deaths due to flash flooding this year so far.
Governor Mike Beebe has decided to call an election to renew highway bonds after a more ambitious plan for highway funding fell through. The trucking industry 2 weeks ago withdrew its support for a 5-cent diesel tax hike for highway repairs, saying it likely wouldn't be passed by voters. The group suggested simply renewing existing bonds of $575 million. The governor's spokesperson, Matt DeCampbell, says the governor plans to do that either on the 2012 ballot or in a special election.
Highways have been a little more on the front burner than in recent months, and with those current bonds expiring in 2013, he thinks that this election cycle is the time to address that issue. This one will not carry any new revenue requirements or any new taxes, but it does help keep the highway funds we already have.
Matt DeCampbell says for now, the governor doesn't plan to call a special election on the diesel tax hike without the support of the truckers, but circumstances may change. And Kristen Worth Thomas of Fayetteville won yesterday's Firecracker 5K in Little Rock. The former Razorback ran the course in 16 minutes and 2 seconds. Stephanie Brown of Fayetteville finished third. Samantha Lurch of Fayetteville came in fifth. And Mackenzie Bloom of Bentonville finished seventh. Aaron Beatty of Fort Smith was the highest finishing male runner from the region in yesterday's 5K, coming in seventh. Drew Connor of Bentonville finished 12th.